President Kufuor's proposition for the creation of a second chamber of parliament has attracted comment from various quarters. For political analyst AJ Domson, the call is expedient and believes it should be factored into political reforms being clamored for. He said the politics of exclusivity, which currently prevails in Ghana, does not only help in tapping the expertise of all actors to champion the cause of Ghana to middle-income status. Mr. Domson stated that the issue be interrogated further to check its feasibility as well as assess its viability in terms of the country's financial capabilities.
Former President Kufuor is a man of experience, and he has worked with the structures of governance and believes that we need another voice in the governance structure of our country. So we have to rather ask him what he wants, what he believes, and what are the benefits, and what is it that is lacking in the present structure of governance that we need to beef up with another chamber, which will be an advisory body or a legislative body or a law enforcement. All these things should be properly asked. But I believe that with the recent development in our electoral system and the call for electoral reforms, there is a need for another look at our structures, which will help us to build a strong and a viable democracy. Anything that will make the people's voice well represented in governance is a welcome development.
Well, he also made a suggestion that the call is in tandem with the polarization or partisanship of our current parliament.
Our current system of governance is a governance of exclusivity. If you don't win power, you're excluded from everything that makes governance possible and workable. You have a voice, but you don't have a strong say in how things move. Everything rests with the party in power and the president. And so it becomes very difficult for others who have other good views and plans to build this country to contribute. We still lack in a lot of things. Our governance, democracy, when we compare ourselves with African nations, we feel that we are doing well. But you see, democracy without economic empowerment is nothing. We have to look at what is important to the nation at this time, what the country has money for, whether the country has the resources to manage an upper house and a lower house, the competition between them, the rules, whether they will interface with one another or they will be overlapping. All these things must be taken into consideration. I believe at this point in our time, if we have any ideas, we should make a strong voice to the president so that we can make reforms in our constitution once and for all. Because this constitution was written between 91 and 92, and it was written at the point by a military leader. He supervised it. After we have tested our democracy for more than 20 years, there should be a call for important national reforms which will reflect the needs of our people at this point in time.
There was a political analyst, AJ Domson.
We also joined on the line by a lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Theo Richardson. And firstly, what do you make of the call by former President Kufuor for the creation of a second chamber of parliament as exists in the UK and some other parts of the world?
I'm very sorry. I don't hear you clearly at all. The line is very faint. If you may
hello,
speak a little louder, please.
Dr. Richardson, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yes, I was asking what you make of the call by the former President Kufuor for the creation of a second chamber as it exists in other parts of the world.
All right. Thanks and good afternoon to your cherished listeners. My first observation, on this issue will have to do with the economic impact or the economic dimensions of creating a second chamber in a small developing country such as Ghana. I think following the increases in the salaries of the parliament, at some time last year, as well as the creation of more seats, for parliamentarians, more parliamentary seats in the last election, we've all come to realize the effects or the impact of those two decisions on the national budget and the economy overall. And this has become a subject of intense debate, mainly in terms of how much the salaries or emoluments of certain categories of public officers, including our parliamentarians and the presidency, constitute as a percentage of the total amount of money that goes into salaries and, other emoluments paid to public servant. So we should first be mindful of the impact on the national budget and the economy, most in the light of the fact that the country, developed countries like such as Ghana faces a huge fiscal constraint. Okay, right. That's my first observation. And obviously, I think we can reach that conclusion that we have to pay those who constitute that second chamber, and we have to provide them exercise as well. So the although in terms of budgetary allocation, it may be about say 3%, 2%, 1%, 0.1%, whatever. In terms of from the perspective of an economist, so that amount could have been allocated to some other uses in the economy that would have much bigger economic and developmental impact. So yeah, that's my first pick on that.
Well, Dr. Richardson,
in terms of the politics, this is not a new issue. It goes as far back as, I suppose, 1956, before independence. You know, in addition to whether we should have a federal system or a unitary system, you know, the issue of whether we should have a bicameral or unicameral legislature also came up. And these were resolved by the negotiations that were presided over by Sir Frederick Bourne, you know, that led to the Achimota Conference, I suppose, 1956, you know. The agreement was this, that given the certain considerations, Ghana, we settled on a single chamber.
Oh no, we seem to have lost Dr. Theo Richardson, who is a lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, on the line. My producers told me we've also been joined by Mr. Ben Efson, who is a pollster and a senior journalist. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Efson. Your impression about this proposition by former President Kufuor?
He gave two suggestions. That is regarding the Electoral Commission, the second chamber?
Yes.
Yes. Well, on the second chamber, I think that those who are in the second chamber are trying to find a way to get out of it. And I believe that it needs to be discussed, you know, extensively, whether the cost involved would be worthwhile. And I was a bit surprised that in his 8 years in power, he did not even raise it for wider discussion. So maybe that is that. On his contribution concerning the Electoral Commission, again, I find it unfortunate. And his 8 years, some of the comments, I think that for a statesman to be partisan, one, to say that there should be a tenure on the office, the number of years the Electoral Commission should be in office, was like, I believe the president, the ex-president will be aware that the tenure of office conditions and terms of employment for the Electoral Commission was the same as that of an appeal court judge. So the reasons that I'm sure the judges of the Superior Court, Appeal Court, High Court, Appeal Court, and Supreme Court have that tenure to... Pardon? Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Efson, you are developing a point.
Yes. I'm saying that the reason why, you know, first and foremost, there's a commissioner...
Well, Mr. Efson, he's also of the belief that this will gradually help achieve all-inclusiveness. Do you share the sentiment? Mr. Kufuor is also of the view that this proposition that he is making will help achieve all-inclusiveness and do away with the exclusivity that is being we currently prevails in the country. Do you share the sentiment?
Can I come again? I'm going to sit on the radio set. Please repeat the question.
Okay. He's also of the view that this second chamber that he's proposing will help reduce or do away with the exclusivity that we are currently practicing. So it will bring everybody on board so that we help promote the country's, you know, democratic credentials. Do you share this sentiment?
Well, thank you. I don't think that the second chamber could include all inclusiveness. Already, the Council of State, which has half elected members and half appointed, you know that the various regions appoint members, elect members of the Council of State. That council has been questioned in terms of how effective they are. And in terms of all inclusiveness, I think that any government who comes to power can, like President Kufuor tried to do with the Indian and so on, they can try and expand the levels of inclusiveness, and they will benefit by getting more votes at elections. So I think that that is how we need to look at it. And concerning comments like People's Electoral Commission vote and so on, when he won the two elections, the People's Electoral Commission were also voting, but when he worked hard, he won.
Well, Mr. Efsin, we'll leave it right here and the debate will continue later. We appreciate your time with us. That was Ben Efsin, a pollster and also a senior journalist.